At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, Wyatt. Welcome to the men's room.
Boom, bitches.
Boo!
So, I'll make this short and sweet. You guys remember the Barefoot Bandit?
Absolutely. Stole what? Right. Planes, boats, all that stuff.
What's it got? Colton Harris Moore?
Something like that.
Yeah, so I'm from Orcas Island. And back in 09, I was about 14. And it was during the summer, and I had just discovered weed. So I was out at the lake all day just getting baked. And I come home, and before my parents were home, I had a king-size Butterfinger up in my room that I was thinking about all damn day.
Yeah, weed will do that to you.
Yeah.
Yes, it will, especially when you first start chiefing. Anyway, so I go in just blazed as hell, and I go up to my room, and I remember putting that thing on my desk, and it was gone, and there was this little note that just said, sorry. And apparently, the Barefoot Bandit, this guy shimmied up our gutter to the second story, and there was this tiny little window, and he somehow got it open, broke into the house, didn't take anything. He rearranged some stuff, but the only thing he took was my goddamn Butterfinger. And, man, you don't know how upset I was.
So people have lost planes, boats, cars. He stole your Butterfinger.
You sure he didn't go downstairs and raid the fridge a little bit more than that?
No, man, that was it. He just moved some things around and then took my Butterfinger and left me a little note that said sorry. And then,
So how do you know it was him for real?
So when he ordered that book off Amazon, like how to fly a plane,
yeah.
That was our neighbor where he was staying at their house, and the cops, like, he ran out and grabbed it from the Amazon driver, and it was all on camera. And I guess across the street, they could see him coming from my house.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
I mean, okay. If you're going to have something stolen from the Barefoot Bandit, a Butterfinger, probably the best you could
do. He stole Bob Rivers' plane.
Yeah.
And successfully flew the thing somewhere. I can't remember where.
Did he make it to, like, Eastern? I know he ended up in the Bahamas.
I don't know.
Right?
He got his plane.
He got the plane. Somehow he flew to the Bahamas, and then they caught him in the Bahamas when he had stolen a boat and he was trying to get out.
Yeah.
My thing is, how do you steal a plane? How do you find a place to land it?
Right.
I guess you keep the transponder off, maybe something. I just feel like once you're on radar, like, hey, man, you're not supposed to be here, and you certainly aren't supposed to land there, but yeah.
Yeah. See, my money goes, radio guy can buy a plane, huh? Wow.
Yeah, different times, man. Different times.
When were you the victim of a crime? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Elizabeth. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, once upon a time in another life, I was a good little Christian Mormon girl. And my heart went out to everybody. And I housed this family with 7 children.
How many?
In my house.
You say a dozen?
Seven.
Jesus.
7 children.
Like, what ages are we talking here?
What's that?
What age range are we talking?
7 months to 13 years.
All black hair, darker skin.
Yep.
Typical Mormon.
Not commenting on that.
Okay.
So this family was in need, so I housed them in my house. They stowed away their Suburban that was out for impound in my garage.
Okay.
And then, like, some things started to go down, so I called the impound, and I was like, the Suburban's here. come get it, you know, but I couldn't put the children out. Anyway, so stuff happened, and
what is stuff? What stuff is happening?
Oh, just like kids being told. It was like a CPS investigation.
Okay,
it was,
all right. It's
like, yeah. Anyway, so I go to church, and I come home, and my husband's car is gone, and I'm like, well, that's weird. Like, he wasn't going to go, you know? So then I call him, and I hear his phone ringing upstairs. He's asleep. And I was like, where's the car? And he's like, what do you mean, where's the car? It's in the driveway. And I said, no, it's not. The car is not in the driveway. The mother, high on shrooms, came and stole our car. And I really, at the time, I didn't care about the car. It was my kids' baby bracelets that were in the car and my husband's birthday gift that were in the car.
So where did the car go with this lady?
So finally, I call the police and I'm like, hey, well, she's already wanted. Somebody said that they spotted her downtown Olympia. So I'm like, okay. Putting little pieces together, our kids went to school together, so I picked my kids as little detectives, and we eventually, 1 week later, I found my car in some abandoned lot off of Highway 506.
Hey.
Yeah. What's that, bedroom colors? Here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Woo. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
The mouth on that church lady.
That's right.
Coming out pretty bad there.
You want to go back to
her? Sure. She's a Mormon.
All right, Elizabeth, no more cussing, please.
Yeah.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Sorry.
That's all
right. Hey, question for you. Was this lady strung out on all kinds of drugs? Like, I don't really picture people on mushrooms committing a lot of crimes.
Right.
Probably. She probably was.
Were they all her children biologically?
Yes.
So why did you take them in? And was your husband on board with this idea, or is there something you had to convince him to do?
So ever since the beginning of my marriage in 2000, we took in all kinds of people from everywhere. It's just, he was always on board with it. It's something that we always did. It actually is. Unfortunately, the end of our marriage.
Only that
the last person that I took in took him.
What?
Oh,
wait a minute. So you're telling me that you house some lovely lady, and the next thing you know, your husband's gone?
Yeah.
Wow. Damn, man.
Maybe like, foster an animal.
What's that?
Foster an animal, like a dog or a cat that needs a home.
I have fostered many animals.
I believe that. Jesus, man.
Have you ever talked to your ex-husband?
Yeah, I talk to him all the time.
Where is he now?
I don't actually really know. He doesn't want me to know where he lives, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like, I know where, but I can't remember, like, the town.
Okay.
Do you have kids? Like, why, if you talk to him, how do you not know where he lives?
We have 2 children.
All right.
Well, how do you guys see how do the kids see their dad? Does he come and pick them up?
They're adults.
Oh, okay. All right.
They can go see their dad when they want.
Do they know not to tell you where he lives? Do they not want to tell you or what?
Well, I know where he lives. I just don't remember the town, like the name of the town.
Well, that's a start.
Because I moved my daughter there. He just asked me to please not show up. And I was like, deal, this is...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A long drive.
But you didn't do anything. So why is he so worried about you when you were not the one who did anything right to him? So what is his fear?
This is a very good question. I think the very last person that I gave refuge to in my home after 20 years of providing refuge to underprivileged and endangered people, she definitely cast like some spell over him because he turned into a completely different person. And she had him convinced of all kinds of things about me that were not true.
Okay.
And he went with it.
All right.
I found out that about a year or so ago, he ended up having to put a restraining order on her.
Oh.
And...
So he has a type.
Yeah. Right.
He doesn't want it. He doesn't want you to know her. You know, he lives. He
doesn't want her around.
He doesn't want her to be able to legally get next to him.
So he likes women that he doesn't want to be around. That's the sense I'm getting
out of it. Wow. Man, I thought my dating life was messed up.
God damn, man.
Jesus.
I mean, if that woman had that much control over him, it makes sense now he would need a restraining order against her.
I'm tracking with that.
Like,
that
also makes sense. Right, given that this lady was like, yeah, we brought somebody in, he left with her. Hey, probably, I don't know that she would do it, but I can imagine he'd be worried.
Yeah. I can
like,
see
that's not the nicest way, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, we were talking about breaking up. Like, you left with the person we were giving a home to?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.